It is time for Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN. I'm Joel Kluver, and we're talking with, a guy who's been in the area for, decades, Bill Jarbo, from Purdueville originally, or what I remember, because you would always say Purdueville is the center of the universe, and I would counter that, no, Pitchin's the center of the universe. But Farm Stories and talking with Bill Jarbo, and talk a little bit about your early years, how you grew up on in an ag environment.
I did grow up on a smaller farm between Mahomet and Champaign. I ended up going to Mahomet School. If I'd lived on the other side of the road, that's how far I'd had to go to Champaign to school. We were right on a dividing line. We had like a Champaign address, went to Mahomet School, had a Bonneville telephone. I mean, we was right out in the middle of nowhere. We farmed 185 acres. Dad worked at the U of I. And I kind of helped out. I started helping out when I had neighbors that were, they raised some beef cattle and stuff. And I went and helped them the best I could when I was probably 11 years old. And I started growing later, and I ended up in the haymow then. So it wasn't too good of a deal then. But, we still walked beans and we put up hay, and it was just different.
Well, it's one of those things, as we look back in the farming of yesteryear, back, 30, 40, 50 years ago even, you see a lot of, hands-on. And those of us who grew up on the farm, you mentioned a couple of those where we baled hay, we shelled corn, we did all those things on a hot day. And that, to me, I think gave us good work ethic.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. And that's just the way it was. I mean,
that's what you did. And that's you did. And if the neighbor needed help, you were the person that would go over and help him. And sometimes you got paid, sometimes you got blueberry pie. But I mean, it was still a good way to grow up. Farm Stories here on WPXN, brought to you in part by the Buckley State Bank in Buckley, local banking at its best. Also, CNC Trucking of Loda. We're talking with Bill Jarbo. And, Bill, once into, high school and beyond, talk about your working career in the early years.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to tell you first, we did not farm with horses. It wasn't that long ago.
Okay. We do have to make sure people know that about you, of course.
That's right. Early, went to Mahomet, the high school, went to Parkland a couple of 2 years. At that time, the ag department placed all the bot guys, and I went out to Daly. Which, it was real small, and I just needed to move on. I had a friend of mine was working at Ludlow, and he called one night and said, "Hey, you looking for a job?" And I said, "Well, yeah, kind of so." And he said, "Well, I've put your name in at Ludlow. You need to come up and talk to Mr. Brooks," which that was Richard Brooks, who was our manager. So the next day, I went up on my lunch hour, shook his hand, this and that, and that was it. He said, "We like the heck out of Jim, and you're the guy if you want to come to work." Well, that was January the 18th of 1971. Now, when I started working, there were still a lot of cribs being filled, two-row corn pickers. Hardly anybody had a combine that would do corn. It went from there to about the mid-70s, things really started changing a lot. Bigger outfits, bigger machines, guys started farming more, and it hasn't stopped. It's just the way it is.
Well, it's one of those things when we talk about farming, we remember the days of, those two-row pickers and, filling the shed and getting it ready back, in the harvest time of the year, and then shelling that corn when that corn was sold to market. And when you look at the market, being the person in the middle, from the farmer to the co-op elevator to, you know, taking it on to the world, if you will. The changes are really from 70s to 80s to today is just immense. Talk about some of those things that you remember maybe chronologically from the 70s to now.
You know, we used to have several old wooden elevators, and they were very small, and they were in towns, you know, and, they were dirty and dusty, and they were, well, it was all getting wore out, too. And the mid-70s is when they built the Paxton elevator. Illinois Green built that. Well, we were fortunate enough that Ludlow bought it in the mid-80s then. And, oh, my gosh, we went from handling. I used to get out here in Purdueville. I used to get guys would come out here from east of Paxton because there just wasn't nothing in Paxton that was, you know, good enough. And they couldn't take care of everybody. And we used to handle a lot of grain out here, you know, and now it's really went the other way. You know, the Paxton elevator, just so many guys are semis and, you know, oh my, John Deere come out with a new combine. It's $1 million. Big one with two heads is $1 million. Well, if that price, we ought to have two of them, I guess, huh?
For sure.
But, you know, it was the small town here, and you know, I still like it. Okay, and people come, you know, everybody, they know who you are. They like to see the same people all the time.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And our farm stories are brought to you in part by AHW, your local John Deere dealer in Melvin, also Weber Fertilizer of Loda and Buckley. We're talking with Bill Jarbo. And, you know, one thing I see from agriculture that really hasn't changed, it still
years,
seems, yeah, well, it still
nothing.
Seems... It still seems a family type, you know, industry, the ag industry. You said it when people want to see the same people, and it's good to see and look eye to eye with that person that's helping, you know, market your crops.
Yes. Right. Yes, it is. And, you know, and these people see a lot more changes in the next 10 years than I've seen in 40. Everything's changing so fast. You can go into Ludlow. You can come in over here. And you can go into Paxton, but nobody does. You pull up, it's got two scales, one in, one out. It's a tremendous place, okay? Don't get me wrong, but you pull in, you talk to a microphone, okay? You never see anybody. You leave, same thing. And they print you up a ticket outside. You pick it up, and away you go. But I don't know what... I don't know what would happen without that facility around here.
Agreed. I mean, you know, that's again the changes in agriculture that we've seen. Ludlow Co-op Elevator, one of our sponsors here of Farm Stories. Also, Larry Abbey, your diversified insurance agent in Buckley and Nutrien Ag of Paxton. And Bill, before I let you go, crystal ball, what do you see? You said in the next 10 years for the world of agriculture as far as, you know, the elevators are concerned.
Well, I guess I see more genetics going into these grains and stuff, and well, bigger crops. You just got to have more storage. And I think, I hate to say this, but I think the small country elevators are almost a thing of the past. I mean, we've closed up Loda, we almost closed up Delray. You know, it just people bypass it with a truck, with a semi, pay more at Paxton. And you know, I guess that's what I see in the next 10 years. It's just, you know, bigger. You won't have any small farmers. You know, anybody under 1,000 acres is on their way out too, is the way I see it. I don't know. You know,
it's just
I know where I'm headed.
I am
retired, believe me.
Well, you tried to retire, but you seem to be working a lot. But Bill,
like I told you before, you know, good help's hard to find, and I still feel like coming to work too, you know.
Absolutely.
Just as long as it's not every day.
Absolutely. Well, that's Farms. I gotta let you go. That's Farm Stories for today. We've been talking with our good friend at WPXN, Bill Jarbo. More Farm Stories coming up during Harvest here on 104.9 WPXN.